What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
You mean up where?
Mm-hmm.
Breast.
Okay. What do you call a small, flat-bottomed craft with oars that you use on a lake?
Boat.
Okay.
We call it boat.
Okay. Well, now, would you call it two different things if you're talking about one that had a squared front or one that had a pointed front?
Same
thing. No, it ain't. Draft is made, a draft is made different than a boat. They have drafts on the lake, too.
Oh, now, what's a draft?
It's made out of plank.
Yeah.
And not got no ends to them.
I see.
You're talking about a dough.
Okay. So then the draft doesn't have any sides on it, is that right? Okay.
Just flat, pull out in the lake and get on it, go with it.
What do you call the covering for a pillow?
Pillowcase.
Okay. If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty what of beads?
Necklace.
What's another word you could use?
Beads.
Yeah, but it's a pretty something of beads. Why don't you say a string of beads or a strand of beads or a pair of beads? Or would you ever use those?
You use either one of them you want to. You say a pretty strand or pretty beads.
Okay.
A pretty necklace, beads, something like that.
If two men have a fight and one defeats the other one very soundly, you might say that one man really what the other one.
Beat the devil out of it.
Okay.
Well, she asked me for the truth.
Yeah, like that's right. That's
just
right.
What would have said.
That's what I wanted to know.
You sure got the devil beat out of him. That's what we'd say.
What do you call the back part of a man's legs when he's squatting down? You might say he got down on his...
The back part?
Yeah.
We call it the calf of the leg.
Yeah, but...
The hunkers.
Okay. Would you ever say somebody hunkered down? Would you use it like that?
Mm-hmm.
What are some words that mean a stingy person? You might say, he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really a...
Tightwad,
that's what we call him.
Okay.
That's what we call him here.
Suppose a person is wearing funny-looking clothes. You'd say, he really looks...
Handsome.
You mean nice
wearing, clothes? Nuh-uh, wearing funny-looking clothes. Bad-looking clothes.
Well, he looks shaggy.
Okay.
That's what the most of them say.
Well, now, suppose the clothes were nice, but they just didn't go together at all, and they just looked funny and they didn't fit him.
Sharp. He looks sharp.
No, now, he's not if he looks sharp. He doesn't look good. Would you ever use any of the words dutchy, slouchy, or tacky?
Yeah, slouchy. He looks slouchy.
Slouchy?
Just like to do the women around here when they get dressed, and they say she looks awful slouchy.
Okay. What do you call it when a woman is wearing her best clothes? You'd say, she's really...
cute.
Okay. Now, what's an expression that has the word up in it? She's really something up. She's really...
She's stuck up. That's what I call it.
Well, that's something to mean that she's wearing nice clothes. She's been primping all day, and she's all...
Oh, she is. She's, well, stuck up or something like that.
Okay.
That's what you learn around here.
Now, if you were talking about a man wearing, he was going to church or something and really looked nice, you'd say, he's really...
dressed up.
Okay.
Romance deal.
Now, would you ever use dressed up to apply to a woman as well as to a man?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Sure.
What word would you use to refer to an old person who's very lively and gets around very well? You might say, that old lady certainly is what for her age?
Well, let's see. I'd use that. She's